How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I mean, kind of. Not in a huge sense. You know, some things have changed, of course, but I don't know. Reading the Bible and such, kind of expected things like this to happen, so it's not really as much of a shock, if that makes sense. But it's definitely, we definitely do take the precautions, though. And definitely throw some stuff in the whirlwinds, but other than that, still business as usual.
Is your religious community still gathering currently, and how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
So we're doing online stuff over Zoom. We haven't really done, we've canceled everything, which kind of sucks because we had this big event planned for like July or something. It was supposed to be like 10,000 people or something, so I had to cancel that. We do a little thing for the memorial of Jesus Christ's death. We had to cancel that. We had to do that over Zoom, which was different. It was weird. It was interesting. I guess participation, as for me personally, it's changed, but that's not really because of my view toward religion, just because of my work situation. They've revamped everything at work, did a whole thing going on, and so I've just been half at work, half at home this entire time, and slowly more is pulling me towards work, so I haven't been able to give as much as I want to that, but that's the main reason I haven't participated much. Plus, I'm not a really big online person. I'm one of the young people who don't really like technology, so when it comes to the Zoom and stuff, I don't really enjoy it. Mm. But it lets me stay home in my jammies and listen to the word, so I ain't mad.
Okay. Is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
Not that I know of. I know we're doing stuff with our members, because we're pretty strong worldwide. So I know we're doing stuff in our inner community. Those who are in the health field, those who are affected by it. I know when Italy got hit hard, a lot of our members over there, they were pretty devastated. I think we had 3 or 4 deaths. So they reached out and they helped in there. So as far as inner community going, yeah, we've been very, very helpful to one another, but that's something we just usually do. So, but as far as outwards to the community, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, we tried to talk to people a little bit more, try to share a little bit of good news, but as far as I know, we've gone. They're not donating much to the cause. Of course, you know, if someone asks us for help, we're not going to say no. If you ask me right now to give you some toilet paper, or ask me to read you a scripture, I'm going to do it, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to throw toilet paper over your wall, throw some masks at you, email you scriptures every 30 seconds. It's not really what I'm here for.
That's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.